One of the strangest characters in the novel is, of course, Miss Havisham, who is a gift for actresses, but seems strangely to be characterless. She doesn't seem to have a heart anymore. Her inside seems to have been scooped out. And as the novel develops, we discover why that is. It's because she was jilted, and since she was jilted, she has stopped the clocks, and she's tried to arrest time. She's also, though, decided to have a second chance, and the second chance takes the form of Estella, who is being brought up to exact a form of revenge on mankind. Dickens's originals for this have often been disputed. There's an essay he writes called Where We Stopped Growing, in which he describes a white woman from his own childhood who used to haunt Berners Street in London. Dressed entirely in white, he says, with a ghastly white plaiting around her head and face inside her white bonnet. She is a conceited old creature, cold and formal in manner, and evidently went simpering mad on personal grounds alone, no doubt because a wealthy Quaker wouldn't marry her. This is her bridal dress, he goes on. She is always walking up here on her way to church to marry the false Quaker. What's interesting there is that you see Dickens's strange mixture of sympathy and revulsion for anyone who seems to want to stop time. Dickens himself was obsessed with getting on in life, with movement, with progress. He couldn't sit still. He had to walk for the same number of hours that he'd wrote every day. He believed that writing itself was part of a world of progress. It circulated, it kept things on the move. It helped people to develop, to keep themselves going through times of trauma or unhappiness. Miss Havisham, then, for him, is a symptom of a world in which things are coming to a halt, and he doesn't like that. It's another reason why, whenever he describes old women who want to make themselves look younger, as if they're trying to arrest time, again, it's with a rather queasy mixture of indifference and revulsion. So in Dombey and Son, published a few years earlier, for instance, there's a character called Mrs. Skewton. Mrs. Skewton is a simpering old bag who wears a huge amount of makeup and false hair and is dressed, or actually constructed, by her maid every morning and speaks in an affectedly girlish, coquettish voice and is a grotesque, one of Dickens's most extraordinary grotesques. It's interesting that when Dickens comes to Miss Havisham, he's much more sympathetic than he is towards Mrs. Skewton. But again, there's that strange sense in which he is disturbed and almost revolted by a woman who seems unable to carry on with life, even in the face of unhappiness. Now, that may well be because he himself had forced himself to carry on in the years while he was planning and writing Great Expectations. His mother had gone mad, it seems, and was walking around dressed up, he said, like a female Hamlet, dressed all in sables, asking him for money. His father had died. One of his own brothers had died, leaving him a whole lot of children to look after. So that sense of adoption and of one's heart being broken and of wanting to burrow away inside oneself and ignore the rest of the world, to stop the clocks, to shut out the light, it's something which he felt himself very keenly, but he also felt equally keenly the need, the duty to go on, to brave the struggle of life, as he put it. You also notice in Great Expectations, it's not only Miss Havisham who threatens to keep things as they are. Pip, whose full name Philip Pirrip, it's a palindrome. It's a name that wraps back on itself, P-I-P. It reads the same forwards as it does backwards. And that too suggests that for him, there's the temptation to get caught in a rut, to get stuck in a cycle of self-blame and self-hatred and self-justification. The fact that when we get to the end of the novel, the first thing we want to do is to reread it suggests that perhaps that's a symptom of a world in which Pip lives, a world in which he finds unable to escape the past as something which has its claws into him and simply won't let go.